My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
The biggest idiots deserve the big bad shovel of wisdom. Sponsored by Jerry's Toyota.
And their exclusive benefits, including free service maintenance for 4 years or 50,000 miles. Visit Jerry's Toyota just north of the Beltway on Bel Air Road and online at jerrystoyota.com.
105.7 The Fan.
Time to give out shovels. If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text, 410-583-1057. Hit us up on Twitter at BBMS1057 The Fan. What's going on, Ed Norris? We'll get your shovel.
Kevin Garnett for getting duped. This is actually very funny. This is Stephen Adams on a podcast. What's it called again? The Morning Brew?
Morning Shift.
Morning Shift, that's it. But let him speak.
Is that an F in there?
Just listen to this, and I'll tell you why it's even funnier.
My confidence wasn't high, man, so I wasn't, like, trying to get torn down. No, because he's the man with the...
He talks, bro.
So I was
what
like...
What was he saying? What was he yapping? Was he trying to
say
something?
He was talking to someone because Kendrick Perkins and KG played together.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, they started mouthing off.
Oh, they...
You know what I mean?
Serious.
And then I was coming in, and he was like...
To back up.
Look, look at this... Okay, and then he was just like... said something. I was like, oh, bro, no English, bro. No English, bro. And then he was like, and then just didn't say anything. I was like, thank goodness, bro. It would have ruined me, bro. I would have cried.
This is so funny. So, because Kevin Garnett is one of the great trash talkers in the NBA. And Adams was young and was like definitely afraid of, he didn't want to hear it. He said it would have really shaken his confidence. So he says, no English. He's from New Zealand. It's like, he's not from an Eastern Bloc country. It's hilarious.
The best part about that is Stephen Adams is such a tough, he's known as one of the toughest guys in the NBA. So nobody messes with him. Yeah. Like, it's impossible to move him. And the fact that mentally, as a young kid coming into the league, because he came out of Pitt, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. He didn't want any of Kevin Garnett.
Mm-mm.
I just find it hilarious.
Kevin Garnett's a bad man.
Yeah, he is. Absolutely. But so is Stephen Adams. I thought that was hilarious. He spoke English his whole life. No English. Okay.
Who gets your shovel, Jeremy Cohn?
My shovel goes to these fake posters on social media. So there's so many of them. I'm just going to attack the gambling side of things. So what happens now is, I don't know, I got in this FanDuel group on Facebook. I think once I started like doing their commercials and stuff early on, I joined this group. It's just filled with cesspools of people posting fake betting slips saying they won. Some guy last night claims that he bet, who was it? A Berger to hit 2 home runs, Santander to hit 2 home runs, and Bobby Witt to hit 2 home runs, where the odds were like 1,000,000 to 1 or whatever they were. It was just ridiculous. And then it only gets posted at the end, either right after the guy hit the home run or right before it, where they're trying to teach you. It is so easy. That's why they say if you're going to post your winnings and the screenshots, you should sign it before you post it. Like, even if you have to go with your finger on your phone, put some kind of mark on it, because people steal it, change it. And if you think with AI things can't get difficult, these guys are trying to sell picks and they're lying to people about what they're hitting. And there's so many of them, because I saw 7 different people with the same ticket this cat had. Ain't nobody betting 3 guys to hit 2 bombs on the same night and everybody getting paid. It's just not. It's BS.
I had a shovel earlier, but Joe... When I went to the bathroom just now, I'm looking over my shoulder, making sure nobody's there to push me in my waist to mess up. I came back and looked in my bag to make sure nobody, you know, messed with me here. I'm paranoid right now. Wow. I'm real paranoid. Extremely paranoid. My shovel goes to Jeremy Kahn.
What I do?
The three compliments earlier, I ain't buying it, Ed. He's up to something because he's not here tomorrow. He's not here tomorrow.
Hold on.
You're up to something.
By the way, I told Ed the other day, because you're the only person that's done that, who kicked me in the back when I was taking a leak at the urinal one time. And by the way, I'm probably the only guy you could do that to, and I'm laughing. I'm like, what the hell? I got piss everywhere. But by the way, in that bathroom,
I'm really paranoid. I'm walking down the hall, looking around. I'm at the urinal, looking over my shoulder, came back here. You saw me check my book bag. Did they put something in my book bag? I don't trust you, man.
Go ahead and pee again, see if I'm behind you.
I already peed once. Let's go to Kevin in Ellicott City.
He's sitting down in the stall.
No, that's you. You don't want to be by yourself. Kevin, who gets your shovel this morning?
I got to give it to National Tire and Battery, Rob.
Why?
They put two new tires on the front of my truck right before I left for Cooperstown. I come to find out they didn't balance them. They busted the tire pressure sensor gauge.
Ugh.
And, yeah.
What, they have a rookie doing your tires?
I'm sorry?
They had a rookie doing this?
I don't know, bud, but it didn't make me feel good, and now I got to go back there and address it with them. And on the third thing, they busted the caps that go over top the lug nuts, my man.
Oh, man. They got to pay for the damage. They're going to try to deny it, Kevin.
Oh, they already pushed me out the door once before. Luckily, the Mavis representative was there and made them do what I asked, but just remember, Rob, it ain't paranoia if it's really happening.
Yeah, you're right. Exactly. Thanks a lot, Kevin. Oh, man, that's not good.
Not good at all. Sounds dangerous.
Mm. Lauren, what's her name? Lauren Shahadi on MLB? She's been in the weight room, man. You see her arms? Look at her arms.
Yeah.
She's been in the weight room.
I wonder if she asked about me.
When?
I'm sure.
Sometime. Anytime.
Would you let her ask you to marry?
Shahadi Dottie. Yeah, I would. I don't mind if someone asks me. It's nice to be wanted.
Nice. Brandon Ford, the director of baseball strategy for the Orioles, is going to join us at 9:45. So we're bumping some things up. Encore at 9:30. But on the other side, Jeremy Kahn is going to tell us where to put a couple of dollars.
Yeah, yesterday went 2-3. Could have been a winning day. I'll say thanks to the Tigers for scoring 3 in the ninth and blowing my under. And look, they all count. It's just frustrating when it happens late and you feel like you're in a good spot. But 2-3 overall.
They blew the under.
Yeah. They
apparently.
They screwed up the under, Rob. He wants me to change up the wording of it. So I'll tell you the plays today. There's not a lot of games, and the good news for people that have been following me, the Cubs don't play today, so we can't get screwed over by them. I'll tell you where to place your coins when we come back right here on the Daily Line.
The Big Bad Daily Line. 105.7 The Fan.
That's surprising, and they're going to pay for it. Urshela to left field. 5-2, maybe 6-2. Throw to the plate, not in time.
That's the big two-out hit that the Tigers needed right there to bust this game open.
I didn't realize it was with two outs, too. Son of a bitch.
I specifically left that part in there for you.
You. Oh, my God. I can't tell you. So the weird thing is, by the way, that's courtesy of Bally Sports Detroit. The weird thing is, like, I've had a horrible time with the Cubs this week. And I talked about it on the show. Thursday, Friday, Saturday were three of the most tough losses I've had in a baseball game. All three different ways. Drop balls for errors. You know, pitchers getting hurt, walking in runs in the eighth inning, three runs scoring in the bottom of the ninth with two outs. Like, just crazy stuff. And all three of those games, I think I'm on the right side. But nobody wants to hear it when it's a losing bet, right? Like, hey, we were on the right side. We just lost. Well, tell that to my bookie. Tell that to FanDuel or DraftKings or wherever you're going. So, yeah, it's been incredibly difficult. And then you have a game like that where it's the top of the ninth. The total's 6.5. So you can't allow any runs. And they end up scoring three in the bottom or top of the ninth. So screwed everything up yesterday. Also, that would have had a winning day for me at 3-2. The early two games just did not go my way. It's the same thing with bullpens blowing games for me. And trust me, I look into bullpens, who's there, what you have. Nothing worked out in that aspect. Cubs and Twins, another one yesterday. Had the under. Great weather spot. Wind's blowing in at 15 miles an hour. We've got two good pitchers going, and what happens? Twins pitcher gets hurt. Error in the first inning leads to a couple of runs. And it's the same thing. Diamondbacks Guardians had the under there, and then they scored two runs in the top of the ninth. So, I mean, there's all kinds of things that are, like, they scored four runs in the eighth on, so they all count. I know, like, it's just sour grapes, but when you lose that way, I don't know why it hurts a little bit more than just getting your ass kicked in the first four innings and knowing it's over. It's almost like they tease you we all know what this. It's the blue balls of gambling.
Yeah.
Hey, guess what? You have a shot. Psych. He's like, come on, man.
So then Framber Valdez.
Oh, that
8 2/3 of an inning, you pitch a no-hitter.
Yeah.
Then it gets broken up in the last batter breaks it up. Wouldn't you rather get it broken up in the fifth?
It's just disgusting, man. So here's the deal with today. I'm going to throw out, there's only a couple of weather spots. There's one, two, three. That's CFL. I'm not giving you CFL games tonight, guys. There's like seven baseball games. Eight games today. Orioles are one of them. I'll talk about that because I'm actually on the other side, which I hate when I see it this way. Weather likes a Nats under, Padres over, Yankees over. I'm fading the Yankees over, and we'll talk about that in just a second. Here's what I like today. I like the Blue Jays. Right now, man, they were favored. Now they're plus 100. That's kind of weird. I just saw them minus 125. That moved kind of quick. But I do like them plus 100. So much money coming in on the Orioles. Kevin Gausman against his team. Gausman has not looked like himself. Dean Kramer on the road. The good thing for him is he's going to face a predominantly right-handed lineup. I'm going to take my chance. Ugh, God, I hate betting the Blue Jays. Their bullpen is just so bad. So bad. I can't bet the over here. I don't want to bet the under because of their bullpen. And I don't want to root for the Blue Jays. The good news is I'll be in the air and I won't have to watch this one. But I do think the Blue Jays plus 100 is a fair bet. The same thing with Tampa Bay plus 100. That's even money as they're going up against St. Louis. It's Shane Boz versus Kyle Gibson. Boz was a top 10, top 12 pick that they really thought was going to turn into something. He looks good at times. He's still doing that Blake Snell thing. Just throws way too many pitches and then you got to go to the bullpen. He's like a 4 or 5 inning pitcher right now, and you're hoping that he can start. He gets a lot of strikeouts, that he can start pitching to some contact as well.
You know Gausman's career numbers against the Orioles?
Yeah, he's had a couple really bad starts.
Yeah, 6 starts. He's 1-4, 5.35 earned run average, giving up 39 hits in 33 2/3 innings.
So didn't he give up like 7 in one game?
I don't know.
You don't have the game? Yeah, because Orioles, he shut them out once and then got rocked twice. In 3 starts in a row, 2 during the regular season and 1 to start the next season.
He has good numbers, career numbers against the Yankees and the Rays, and the Blue Jays. He has bad numbers against the Orioles and the Red Sox.
So there you go. But I'm taking the Jays today. It won't be a top play for me, but it's just something I saw early. And with 8 games, it's really difficult to try to pick out what you're going to like today. I do like the Yankees and Angels under. Yankees are throwing Nestor Cortez. Nestor Cortez has the same thing that Bryce Miller has. You bet on him at home, you fade him on the road. Bryce Miller of Seattle. These two pitchers have the craziest home and road splits of any pitchers in baseball. Cortez is at home. I'll take my chances with him against the Angels. I'm not going to pay the almost 3-1 price tag on him. But I'll take the under because Tyler Anderson's going for the Angels. And I know he's a lefty and there's a lot of right-handed power bats in this lineup. I do think he can limit damage. It's 8.5. I wouldn't be shocked if Cortez threw 6 shutout innings against the Angels. I mean, I wouldn't be shocked if he gave up a couple runs, too. But, like, I still think this game goes under that posted total of 8.5. And then, lastly, I like the Mets and Rockies over 11.5. I think it's a really good play.
In Colorado?
Yeah. The past 2 games haven't worked out there. Both of them have been low scoring. Even last night's game for the Rockies and Mets, they didn't start scoring until, like, the 8th and 9th inning. Oh. But the weird thing about Coors is, you don't need a lot of time. Like, I remember having a game where it was like 3-0 and the over-under was 11.5 and we're going into the 7th inning. By the end of the 8th inning, the game was over the total. Like, innings just blow up when pitchers don't have it. It's David Peterson and Coors going up against Austin Gomber. Yeah, get that lefty against the Mets and see what happens. Maybe the Mets bats will finally wake up tonight. Some other things that I think are interesting, but I haven't fully decided if I'm betting it or not. I do like that Nats under, and I like the Nats to knock off the Giants today. All of those games have gone over the total. The weather's been great. You do have to watch for some rainouts today. There is some rain in the forecast in a lot of these areas. So I would be careful with that. And then lastly, Charlie Morton going up against Frankie Montas. That's Atlanta and Milwaukee. Seems like an interesting pitching matchup. Brian Wu is going for Seattle.
Woo!
I don't see Seattle losing today. But again, I'm not the guy that gives out minus 270. Like, the Yankees are favored minus 270. Brian, where's he at here? He's a big number, too. It's like 250. It's just, I'm not paying that that type of price tag for a Seattle team that sometimes just doesn't hit. Other than that, I don't think the games are great today. Cincinnati's on the road at Miami. Hunter Green's coming off an amazing start. I don't want to put my hard-earned money on the Marlins unless it's a really good spot and this isn't it.
Mm-hmm.
Although it wouldn't shock me to see him upset. I think San Diego is interesting today. If you guys missed it yesterday, Jerks and Profar got hit on the leg, and it sounds like he's going to be out for a while.
Yep. Oh,
that
really?
Sucks.
That's a big blow for them. Yeah.
Yeah, he was rolling around writhing in pain. It was awful. But Randy Vasquez against this Pirates team is kind of interesting. It's a 12:35 start. He's minus 115. I am not making it a play, guys. I'm going to dive into some player props when I get home and try to find some other good stuff to go along with it. But right now, those are the only four plays I like.
Real quick, I gave you Gausman's numbers. Kramer's numbers in Toronto, the three starts, 1-0, 2.50 earned run average, giving up 5 earned runs in 18 innings.
Kramer did that?
Yes.
Dean in Toronto. Kramer.
Yeah.
As Rashawn likes to call him. Look, whenever I'm against the Orioles, I have no problem being wrong in those games.
Of course. Yeah. Of course.
I'm just going with what the money tells me and what I'm looking at. I'm going to go with that every single time.
Orioles Director of Baseball Strategy, Brandon Forney, joins us at 9:45. Therefore, we're bumping everything up. So Joe has the encore. You don't want to miss it. Find out what we learned today on
the... From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Did you say tell the story about Robbie and the text that he gave you guys?
Oh man,
I gotta say this. I love every single story about Robbie.
He voice texts now.
Cracks me up,
and
he does.
He,
you got to read it verbatim.
He's going to, I'm going to South Carolina. I know about it. I'm going to South Carolina this weekend.
You all have the trash. Can you handle that?
Can you handle that? That sounds like something a dad would say to his kids when he's leaving.
Can you handle that? Stephanie and I stand back.
Yeah.
Can you take the trash out Monday night? Can you handle that?
Is that his job? Like, is that what he does every week?
Yes, his trash, recycling. That's his thing, dude. I mean, that's like if one day I'm being a nice guy. I went in the kitchen, got the bag, pulled it out. He came behind me. I stared around. It's mine. So, okay, all right, go ahead. I'll just try to be nice. It's mine. Now, he does not like, he has certain things that he does around the house. And when somebody else does it, he gets a little upset about it.
I miss those Saturdays at the bar with him watching the game.
Oh, yeah. Football season's coming. He'll be back.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll be. He and I will be down there rooting for Clemson.
He's never done that. Don't you put that out there on my son. He's never done that. He might cheer for a lot of other teams.
But he won't cheer for Clemson.
Yeah, no. That's family. Those are wars, man. Those are wars. Mm. You don't do that. He might get on you for it. Well, that's the encore for the day. I'm sorry.
That's right. That's the encore brought to you by Naloxone. When people use opioids, they run the risk of overdosing. But with Naloxone, you can administer a life-saving dose. For more, visit stopoverdose.maryland.gov or call or text 988.
And it's a little background to the encore. We went down to watch the football game a couple of weeks in a row back during the football college football season. And whatever team I would pull for.
You were pulling for Florida State.
And they were playing against...
Who were they playing against?
I can't remember because I was there. Because I had my Florida State gear on.
They played against Syracuse.
Yeah, and I had... What did I had the other side of it, betting.
Right.
Yes.
So every time Syracuse did something, he would cheer, Robbie would, and I would look at him, he would turn to me and say, ho, 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 ho.
Yes. I couldn't stop laughing. Oh, my God.
So naturally, Ed and Jeremy got a kick out of it because somebody else busted my chops.
That's hilarious.
I don't care what Rob sends to the group text. You don't even have to send anything. Just send Robbie's story. It's just so, everything is so, like, innocent but funny.
He's a sitcom.
Yeah.
He is. I say to people all the
funny,
time.
Funny, actually.
He is a sitcom, man. You know, just not even trying. That's just his thing. Now it's time for you to find out what we learned today. Man, you ever had hair in your nose and felt like a booger that you just couldn't get out?
I always look like I have a Coke habit because my mustache hair is going to my nose.
Good gracious, man. I can't. Hey, what did you learn today?
I learned this whole exchange between KG and Stephen Adams is hilarious. I didn't realize. After this interview, Garnett replied on Twitter, I'm going to catch his ass in L.A. Fitness. And somebody said, well, he may pretend not to speak English. He'll understand WTF is going on anyway. Like, it was really funny.
So smart.
I saw a story that KG called Charlie Villanueva a cancer patient.
Oh, yeah,
I remember that. And then he was like, no, I was saying that he's a cancer to his team. And everyone's like,
nah, bro.
He told Mello his wife tastes like Honey Nut Cheerios.
Oh, man.
You remember that?
Mello said, I don't like Honey Nut Cheerios.
By the way, if you think his trash talk was great, go back and find out what Larry Bird was saying to Cats. Put a white guy on me?
Larry Bird was in the article talking about the great trash talkers of all time. And by the way, Stephen Adams' dad fathered 18 children with 5 women.
Oh,
yes.
G'day, mate.
Today's a couple of days. Today's National Pickleball Day for you pickleballers out there. Today is also something that you two will love. Today is National CBD Day.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Yes. How you doing?
Stuff works.
Today would have been Jerry Tarkanian would have celebrated a birthday today. Jose Cruz, former MLB'er, is 77 today. Floyd Reese, former NFL GM, would have celebrated a birthday today. The great Bruce Matthews, father of Clay, turned 63 today. Former NFL tight end Howard Cross turns 57. Trev Albert turns 54 today. Danilo Gallinari turns 36 today. And the great Asia Wilson, WNBA player, turns 28 today from Hopkins, South Carolina. And two guys share a birthday today. Former NBA basketball player Rashard Lewis and tennis legend Roger Federer. Who's older, Ed Norris? Rashard Lewis or Roger Federer?
Oh, yeah. Rashard Lewis.
Rashard Lewis?
I think Rashard Lewis is my age, and I think he's a year or two older than Federer. So
I'm going
Lewis.
All right.
Federer.
You going Federer? All right. Roger Federer today turns 43. Rashard Lewis today turns 45.
Oh, I guess right. Spot 45
on.
Next
spot
month.
On. Yeah. Spot on.
Right in the wheelhouse,
next
baby.
Week. I thought your birthday was September.
Next month.
Oh, next
did
month.
Did I say
yeah.
next week?
Yeah, I think you did. Maybe I heard it that way.
Whatever. Who cares?
I know your. See, I knew your birthday was next month.
I didn't hear you because
she doesn't care.
Well, listen.
Exactly.
Well,
my first one's for Rob.
Right.
Life is short. Blame others for your mistakes and move on.
That's true. Is that a joke?
Yeah.
That's true.
I saw my neighbor walking two dogs. I said, I didn't know you had dogs. He said, I don't. They're my sisters. I replied, you've got some ugly sisters. When I go to someone's house and they tell me to make myself at home, the first thing I do is throw them out because I don't like visitors. I'm waiting for the on this one.
No, that was a good one.
This one here. A pirate walks into a bar wearing a paper towel hat. The bartender says, what's with the paper towel hat? The pirate says, are there be a bounty on me head?
What's that?
The last one's my favorite. I still got a couple more for you here. My wife asked me why I wanted to be cremated. I told her it's because my last hope for smoking hot body. Nothing brings neighbors together quite like cop cars in front of a neighbor's house. And the last one here. I was at the doctor's, and the doctor told me I need to stop masturbating. And I said, for how long? And he said, until at least I finish your prostate exam. I said, okay, fair enough.
Orioles Director of Baseball Strategy, Brandon Forney, joins us on the other side to tell us how tense was it over there leading up to the trade deadline. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. 9:46 in the AM, joining us right now, Director of Baseball Strategy. He is Brandon Forney. What's going on, Brandon?
Hey, guys.
Brandon,
what's going on?
Doing well, man. Thank you for your time this morning, man. We know you're coming out of a tough stretch. Listen, we know how stressful it was for us leading up to the trade deadline, and we had no decisions to make. How stressful was it around there, the 2 months leading up to the trade deadline?
Oh, my God, that's a fun question. Yeah, the trade deadline is a heavy activity for about 5 days and really, the last 24 hours, the home stretch, but it's really a two-month process or so where you're trying to gather and collect as much information as you can and kind of consolidate that into very, very specific, simple, numbers to make decisions on. And definitely a busy, 5 or 7 week stretch and even a busier last hour before the deadline.
And could you describe a little bit, because I get frustrated. I don't say we. I certainly get frustrated when people call or they don't seem to understand that you have to really – the trade partner has some say in this as well. Like, you just don't get what you want. Everybody's like, we want – what happened to school, but what happened to school? I mean, can you just describe, what goes into that calculus with these guys? When is too much too much?
Yeah, of course. And really, you start off the trade deadline, you're really, uncovering – every single stone imaginable out there. You're talking with every single team. And really, I think, especially with the new playoff format, not every team is really committed to how they want to approach the deadline until the last 48 hours. So in a lot of situations, like a team with a top starting pitcher, let's say, is really unsure if you even want to trade the player. So a lot of cases, they'll provide a pretty heavy tax on their ask, and sometimes you just don't line up. And I think you, from the jump, you try to find trade partners who are kind of committed to trading the players that you're interested in, so you can kind of avoid the ambiguity or avoid the kind of potential stalemate negotiations, given the other side just not committed one way or the other that they actually want to trade the player to begin with.
I got to ask about Trevor Rogers, because I feel like a lot of people that have been complaining about that trade have turned me into the biggest Trevor Rogers fan, and I keep defending the guy. Like, you can't judge him after one start. He was fine last night, and I think when you start to look at it, what he's done over a period of time, he's been great. That acquisition, is it kind of looking at the control you have over him and what he's done recently as opposed to, what he did after his rookie year and so on?
Yeah, of course. It's somewhat the total package that we evaluate the player on. It's how he's going to help us this year, then also you have him for 25 and 2026 as well. And the unfortunate part of our season so far is all the pitching injuries we've had to withstand, and unfortunately those injuries are going to carry over into 25 and hopefully not 2026. But we kind of looked at the 2025 season as a need. We have a need to add starting pitching, so you know, Trevor Rogers is going to provide us a capable start, provide depth for the 2024 season. Unfortunately, Grayson's going through an injury himself right now, so we're immediately reminded of the need for the backfill. But the 2025 season, we're going to need to add starting pitching, and that was part of the calculus behind getting Zach Eflin and Trevor Rogers.
Here with Brendan Forney, Director of Baseball Strategies for the Baltimore Orioles. Brendan, there's a guy on this roster that you acquired via trade, the Eloy Jimenez. Now, when he got traded here to Baltimore, you looked at some of the seasons that he had recently, and it made you scratch your head. Off it, injured, not quite what he was his rookie year. Yet, since that guy's been here, he's turned into a completely different hitter. And I'm not saying he's going to ride this thing out. What did you guys see and how Eloy fit the roster, the current roster of the Baltimore Orioles?
For sure. I think with Eloy, he's making us look smarter than we are right now, so we're definitely thankful for that. But when you look, take a look under the hood, so to speak, he was still making rather hard contact. He's still having above-average contact rates in the zone. And when we kind of project our roster for the postseason, we kind of saw somewhat of a vacancy or a need for offense versus left-handed pitching, especially DH versus left-handed pitching. And during the season, I think it's a little bit more difficult to kind of hold on to that right-handed bat, that profile, given the way that Adley and McCann are managed, and McCann's going to catch a lot of times versus lefties, and Adley's in the DH spot. Kind of when you get to the postseason or September, you maybe get an extra roster spot, and Adley's probably going to catch a lot of those games, kind of providing a vacancy in terms of this bat first player against left-handed pitching. You know, Eloy can still hit versus righties too. He sprays the ball all over the field. So for those reasons, we like kind of the profile, how he fits the roster, and, you know, he's done well so far. We're looking forward to how he finishes the season.
Okay, not letting you get away with that humility. Looking, making you look smart. You've done this like three times in my memory. You did it with O'Hearn. You did it with Aaron Hicks. Like, what do you? How do you guys see what others don't see? Aaron Hicks went from an on-base percentage of .263 to .381 the next season with the Orioles. That's a huge leap. Like, it's better analytics, or you guys just—I don't want to put you on a spot with smarter, but there's something you're doing right there.
Yeah, I think we just try to, you know, look at how, like, not just their stat line performance, but how they're getting to that performance. Mm-hmm. I think in a lot of these cases, you know, they were still hitting the ball hard. They're still making contact and doing some things right. And I think, you know, for Eloy, whether it's the right-handed bat that we kind of felt was a fit, O'Hearn, you know, he hit righties, he'll make good contact, he'll hit the ball hard. We kind of had this, like, general vacancy at left-handed first base, corner outfield, and DH. So we kind of fit the roster for those reasons. And then with Hicks, you know, unfortunately, Mullins went down, and we kind of had this immediate vacancy in center field. Mm-hmm. And really the switch hitter aspects of Aaron really fit the roster well at the time. So for those reasons, you kind of just leaned in and tried to trust the information, trust our scouting department, and, you know, we've gotten good outcomes there. And, you know, we're definitely humble enough to know that maybe it won't always be the case. We just kind of just trust our info and, you know, get those players when they come.
Yep. Come on, man. Stop it. You guys saw something. It makes it sound like we're better lucky, or we got lucky and better than being good sometimes. But you guys do this all the time, and he's talking about whatever you find in free agency and these trades. I mean, there's so many things that haven't worked out. The one thing I've said is that I trust this front office more than anything. And then the one thing that really stands out to me, especially now with Grayson's injury, is getting Zach Eflin. That guy's a premier pitcher. People forget he was sixth in the Cy Young voting last year. And I think coming to Baltimore, it's going to be a huge upgrade. What did you guys see in Eflin that you like so much?
Yeah, well, he is an elite walker. He just doesn't walk hitters, which, you know, is like the first thing you point to in terms of a successful starting pitcher. I think with Zach, you know, we felt really good about the top of the rotation. Unfortunately, Grayson got hurt, but just the way the postseason is structured, you know, if you're in the wild card series, the best of three, you really need a top three starting pitcher group. Even the DS, the way that the off days are scheduled, you're like only probably accessing your top three starting pitchers in that round as well. So we kind of just felt the need or the urgency to kind of lean into a heavier starting pitcher acquisition. And, you know, Zach, you know, as you mentioned, finished sixth in Cy Young last year, an elite walk rate. He's going to put, you know, the ball in play, and we feel like we have a really strong defense behind him. So for those reasons, we felt he was a good fit for us. And next year control too, given we have all this vacancy in the rotation for next year at this point. at least before the trade. So for those reasons, we kind of leaned into that acquisition before, I think it was 5 days before the deadline, just kind of thinking that was probably the biggest need on the roster at that point.
Brendan Fournier. Brendan, and we don't make it seem like that now that the trade deadline is passed, you're sitting around twiddling your thumbs. Tell the folks exactly what the director of baseball strategy does for the Orioles.
Right. So, you know, definitely not twiddling our thumbs. Yeah, trying to tinker with the roster every day, trying to kind of project what the postseason roster might be and try to win this division ultimately. But kind of once you get into mid to late August, you're trying to, you know, chew gum and walk at the same time in terms of the offseason, what that's going to bring. So as soon as, you know, World Series ends, the offseason begins, and you kind of have to be battle stations ready to, you know, pursue your top free agent targets, your top trade targets at that point. So The page turns rather quickly, and we're kind of focused on the off season to an extent, but just also trying to put the best roster, best lineups in place to hopefully win this division and hold off the Yankees and have a strong postseason run.
Strategy wise, the next thing we need to do is get mayo in the condiment race. That's it.
I would love a fourth hot dog in there. It'd be awesome.
Hey, Brendan, thanks a lot for your time this morning, my friend.
Thanks, man.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
All right. It's that time. I see my helicopter outside.
Yeah. Brendan Ford, director of baseball strategy for the Baltimore Orioles.
Vinny the helicopter.
Yeah. Vinny and Haney up next. Cordell Woodland in for Bob Haney.
Commander
have yourselves
Vinny
a safe and wonderful Thursday. Ed Norris likes to call this day
Friday, baby.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas. This is sports the way it should be.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.